So systems need to be versatile. They need to be fun. They also then need to be dynamic. If you look at the research on language development in preschoolers, young children, you'll learn that they acquire language very rapidly. In fact, they may learn as many as 5 new concepts in a day. Unfortunately for us, the children that we work with aren't able to just grab those new words out of the air and then produce them or attempt to produce them in their speech. Kids who require AAC can only learn new words if we, in fact, provide them with access to the vocabulary, whether it be via signs or via AAC aided symbols. And that's a problem because sometimes we inadvertently constrain or cap the language development of the children because we don't provide them with access to enough new vocabulary concepts. For example, just think for a minute and maybe put up your hands how many of you know 50 signs? Couple of you. Okay. How many of you know 100 signs? So any child that you're working with then who's using signs as a way to communicate is going to be capped in terms of their language development based on our competence with the language, not based on what necessarily they're capable of learning or acquiring. Too often what we see is that teachers, speech language pathologists, parents working with kids who use sign only know the signs that the kids know. It's equivalent to having a child who's learning to speak and only saying to that child the words they already can say. That parent would probably be up on child abuse charges for neglect and for lack of encouragement and intervention, and yet that regularly happens within many of our programs. So we need to make sure that we're adding vocabulary regularly, introducing and teaching new concepts to the children. That also applies when we're using aided AAC symbols. Very often what we see happen is that people spend time developing a beautiful communication board or book or programming computer-based system, a dynamic display system, or a simple digitized system, and when they get it done, it sits static over a long period of time. That means that that child has no way to grow their language expressively. How many of you in the past week with clients that you worked with added 30 to 40 new concepts? Very few of us typically. So we need to make sure that we're adding vocabulary regularly, that we're not externally constraining the growth of vocabulary for the children. And then, of course, we need to make sure that our AAC systems are available at all times.